This year should be the first shlema, the first shlema of Rafael ben Michal ben Rivkosh. So the first shlema, b'sich shachoy leYisrael. Okay, tonight I want to learn Be'ezer Hashem Yisbach Shemo Simon Yud Dalet Siv Aleph and Siv Beis. We'll leave Siv Gimel for tomorrow Be'ezer Hashem. Siv Gimel, what we're going to be covering tomorrow Mitzvah Hashem, is all about borrowed talis. And if you go to shul and you are called up for mincha, do you make a bracha on the talis and which talis you should use and all that? If you go to a bris and you put on the talis, if you're given the kibbutz of sound the course or something, so you want to know if you should put on a talis with a boch, without a boch. All that will be discussed tomorrow. Today we're going to be learning Siv Aleph and Siv Beis. That is about the tying of the tzitzis to a goy. Rabbi Yisai, a number of years ago, I don't know if you will recall this. I have some memories. Must have been about year 2000 or 2002 or something on those lines. There was a scandal in Eretz Yisrael, and I remember clearly I was learning Eretz Yisrael then, and there was pictures hanging all over Me'ar Shav, you know how they tend to do, and you could see Filipinos. Do you know the Filipinos? That's right, and you saw all these Filipinos making tzitzis. That was the pictures. And there was a scandal going around that the tzitz is made, but a lot of it is cheap labor, very cheap labor. It's much cheaper than, you know, and then the very, very, very cheap labor. And you could see a picture of them actually doing tying the tzitzis. Now, according to most opinion, majority of Filipinos are probably not. They're probably going. So the problem was as to whether what you do other tzitz, you know, what would other tzitz is kosher or not. And what are you going to do if you bought? So it certainly gives us an indication why you need a proper, thorough, good, solid hashkocha when you buy the tzitzis. Because if you don't have a solid hashkocha on your tzitzis, who knows? Maybe your tzitzis are done by Filipinos.
What happened to them? Did a whole sway of tzitzis made between certain dates become invalid?
No, so I don't remember the maskana, but I remember there was a controversy about this. I remember that some people said that it's not even so, it's not even accurate, and it's not so true, and everything. But I think some of it has actually got to do with what we're going to be learning today. A part was done by going with parts by Eden. So we're going to be discussing that shortly, Me'ez Hashem. Rabbi Yisai, page 50, the Netzitzis are done in Yudi Venoshim. Tzitzis which are made by Goyim and by Noshim, women, v'talis shula, as well as talis shula, we said that we're going to be addressing that tomorrow, Me'etz Hashem. Tzitzis, Seif Aleph, tzitzis shason en Yehudi, a tzitzis which is done by a goy, posel. Here you go, black and white. Tzitzis done by goyim is posel. The ksiv, as it says, dabei el b'nei Yisrael, the posuk is saying, speak to talis shul, la'afuki en Yehudi, which exclude en Yehudi. Rabbi Yisai, this is not what we've discussed previously about Kavana. Do you remember we spoke about Kavana? About tzitzis needs to be done. So there we learned, if you've got the Yid Oymed Al Gabov, that will help, etc. and all that. If you've got a Kolton or anything. Here, Rabbi Yisai, would he help or not? If you've got a Goy doing the tzitzis, and if you've got a Yid on his behind him, saying, doing Lishma, would it help or not? If you've got the Yid breathing down his neck, and you do it lishma, very literally breathing down his neck, very literally. Oymed al gabov, would that help for a tzitzis which is tied by a goy? Yes or no? Absolutely not, of course. This is a different problem over here, that a yid has to be the one making the tzitzis. Dabei el b'nei Yisrael, v'loi goy cannot do that.
For the
shlishma aspect. Lishma aspect.
The spinning,
the tviya, and perhaps the shazira, but certainly not the asiya.
What's the deal with the
shirt and cotton? So cotton is also addressed over here. So cotton, we'll see that. Mitzvah Hashem. Cotton is we'll see that. Yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah says cotton. What about women? Vo'ishak sheira la'asoyson. Women, yeah, women are fine to do it. They're certainly called Siddur B'nai Yisrael. I know, but that's still, yeah, but B'nai Yisrael is in the Klolistic, in the general sense, not laf, it doesn't come to exclude B'nai Yisrael, it comes to exclude Goyim. In the general, when you speak about B'nai Yisrael, it also includes women. V'yesh ma'achmir le'atzich ha'noshim she'asso, Elson Dramon disagrees, according to this, disagrees with this interpretation. He said, no. B'nai Yisrael also excludes women. And you got to have men doing the tzitzis. And it is right and proper to be stringent in this matter and to have men doing the tzitzis, not women, and certainly not goyim. Mishnah Busif Kotnalev, Shoson, Perish, Sheitin on Lebeged. What we're discussing now, what we are addressing now, is the asiya of the tzitzis, i.e., the tying, the making the knots, and the winding. That's what we're addressing over here. Possible, Philip Israel, made of Gabo, it is possible if a goy doesn't, even if a goy doesn't yid his oymel al gaboy, melamdeu last is lishma, even if the yid says, you know, you've got to do this lishma for the purpose of the mitzvah, it doesn't help. The ilum tavon and yudi or shzoron, if a goy does the tvi or the shazira, the threading, then that is okay. But oifing ze kosher l'rosh, according to Rosh, that's okay. K'mo shekosev le'eltzim in yudalev, I've just addressed earlier. But we are talking over here about the tying of the actual tzitz. Rabbosai, when we speak about the asir, what parts we've discussed? That is various parts in the making of the tzitzis. There's various parts you have done now. You've taken the tzitzis, the strings, and you put them in, and now you're starting to do the double knots, the winding, and the double knots, and etc. What is the absolute obligation within that? What's the minimum?
First knot, isn't it?
Two knots.
That's the minimum.
That's the deraisa. Correct. What about, that's correct. Okay. What about the drabonon?
The whole lot.
The whole lot. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows. This is, we said that a goy doing it is a problem. That's only if the goy did the first double knot, and the first winding. However, if the first knot, the first double knot, and the first windings was done through a yid, and the goy afterwards, subsequently, did further double knots and further windings, the ainon erek le mitzvah be'alma, which is only a mitzvah be'alma. In other words, it's only a no chumra. Kosher, it's kosher. Abayi said, the Mishnah Berurah is passing over here. Double knots, the first initial double knots, the windings, and probably the first, the next double knot as well, because otherwise it's going to go loose. That part is the real obligation, even on the Rabbana level. Double knot, winding, double knot. The most stringent opinion. After that, is a chumra, is nice, is good, but the tzitzis are kosher. Abayi said, if you've got tzitzis, that goes just, you've done the first double knot. So if we show you this, this is over here. You've got the first double knot. First windings, and then the first double knot. From here onwards, that is certainly not ma'akev. Certainly not. You've certainly done the reisa. The first double knot, the windings, and then the next double knot over here, perhaps, medrabonon. Otherwise, the windings wouldn't last. But certainly, after that double knot, all the way down till here, is not me'akev to fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, based on that, says the Mishnah Berurah, that what? Going back to the goy,
he can do the rest.
So, going back to our Filipinos, cheap labor. If you want to do a cheap tzitzis manufacturing company, and you want to use cheap labor, nothing against Filipinos, but they are cheaper. So, what will be the best cost-effective, cost-efficient way of producing the tzitzis? You ask the yid to do
first knot.
windings a second, yeah? And the rest, you ask the Filipinos to go ahead and do it.
It's not a bit of a drastic thing, though. I can understand the first one being Ma'akev, and then maybe the rest of them need to be done by a year. But how do we... Well, why is it that we're so good? We're going all the way to... So makeable to say that they're not only do they not have to be done by a yid, but they don't. Not only do they have to have kavanah, they also don't need to be done by a yid. Isn't it more mukhruk to say that the kavanah is ma'akev for the first knot, and at least a yehudi is ma'akev for the rest because of the posuk? Why do we go all the way to say that from?
Well, one is the aspect of lishma, and one is the asiyah. The asiyah has to be done through the yid. Define asiyah.
The time.
But which part? How far?
Well, we said that the first bit was
Kavanah,
the first two
knots
were Kavanah, and the rest...
No, it's not Kavanah. The first two knots is the Reiser, but that's the Asiyah. It's the Asiyah. The Asiyah means the doing of the tzitzis. What's the doing? The doing, there's the Reiser and the Rabbongan aspect of the Vas, the Asiyah of the tzitzis. There's another problem about Lishma, but
the remaining knots that you describe is not called
Asiyah,
then?
Not on a Reiser level. It's nice and it's good and we learned, it's proper, apikabola, it's good, it's right and everything, but it's certainly not ma'akev on a derayse level, even on the rabbanon level.
When you say the first note and the seven,
yep,
and another two notes, that only had to do, and the rest, three other tzitziot, you go, can finish them?
Yeah. I'm saying it's still better if you do it. Still better if you do it, yeah?
No, only one.
Yeah, within that, yeah, that part is not ma'akev. So really, if you don't have it, you are still mekayem the mitzvah. If your tzitzis, for some reason, have opened up, and all you have is this, from my finger down, you don't have it. You're still mekayem the mitzvah. From
you
here
said,
down.
No, you said the Jewish have to do this. Now.
Yes, that's what the Yiddish do. This is really important, double knot. All four corners. Every single tzitzis is in its own. No, every single one of them. Every single corner.
That's sort of spoils a bit for me, the remez of tzitzis. 613. Because
you still meant to do it. All right. Okay. Okay. Good point. And what we're going to do? It's a good kasha. Yeah. You know. Yeah. All right. Okay. It's still better. Yeah. It's still much better. But
what's the reason that you'd have to do the first winding and the second?
That's the asiyah. That's called making the tzitzis.
You think that the first knot is there just to keep it holding, and after that? We'll
yeah, but the tzitzis really the gedil. The tzitzis really, 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 really essentially. When we think about the mitzvah tzitzis, it's really the tying.
Yes, tie the first knot. Why do you need the second one?
Because without the second one, the windings are going to be temporary. It is a machlokes. You're right. There is a bit of a machlokes on the opinion on this. But the ones who say you've got to do the second double knot is because they say that without doing the second double knot, the windings are meaningless. They're going to untie.
Oh,
yeah. Even without chelis, it's the reise, yeah. Yeah. Now, yeah. So you addressed children. Now there is a very, very extensive discussion about children ketanim doing tzitzis. There is a long discussion about this. Mishnah Berurah brings it in Mishnah Berurah and in Bialocha much longer. Yes, you got to do children doing tzitzis is no good. You got to have if you look in Sif Kotten Dalet, Mishnah Berurah says for Tov Las V'Chein Roy V'Nochen Shel Las Tachatchila Talas Tzitzis Beveget Shel Godel Al Dei Kotten Pochs Miyut Gimel Shonim. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotten Dalet tells us children shouldn't be doing tzitzis for adults. Right, but of course, avalimu ben yud gimel shanim v'yom echad. But if he's bar mitzvah already, then it's going to be okay. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Atz Lachaim, which is the Malbim, was actually lenient even for a child to do tzitzis. But lechatchila wa machmir that children should on the bar mitzvah shouldn't be doing the tzitzis. The time, yeah.
Surely they're no worse than the Filipino. They could do it after the second knot,
presumably. Absolutely, for sure. Now there's even more than that. Yeah, he didn't like the comparison to Filipinos. And he's right. He's 100% right. But I want to say even more than that. So in your honor, what about a child doing his own tzitzis? Very nice child. Really nice child. Why not? Bialocha speaks about this extensively, and the answer is it's totally fine. It's totally fine. Because it's for chinuch, and it's totally fine. Lechatchila, fine. A child can do his own tzitzis. It's actually very nice. It's very nice. It's very good for children to do their own tzitzis. To get you, it's a very nice idea. Strongly recommended. Yeah.
The only thing you have to be careful is that the godel doesn't wear that.
Yes, and even more than that, you've got to be careful. That's not such a problem, because normally they don't fit the limb. Exactly! That's where you get. So many achronim are concerned about what happens when the child made his own bar mitzvah when he was a very mature 10, 12 year old. Yeah, mature. Mishabur says, cotton can make his own tzitzis. What happens by bar mitzvah? Does that mean he can't wear that tzitzis anymore? He can't wear his own tzitzis anymore? Could be, he can't. Pardon? Sphere, similar to the sphere question, yeah. And there's a discussion about that. I think that the minig is, I'm not sure. There is some posts can say it's fine. Some don't like it so much.
Couldn't he just have the last night and have Kavanah Lachreya? Or go back.
No, the last night won't help, because that's not.
You can go back to the first knot.
Yeah, but then you might as well do the whole thing again.
From the first knot. Retie the first
one. Oh, interesting. Would that work, technically?
You could play around with
them,
loosen.
Oh, interesting. Oh, wow. Good question. Good thought and good question. I don't know. I don't know technically if you can do it. I can't picture.
Technically, you mean you physically.
Could, yeah.
You can, because you can just make the rest of the knots, push them.
Oh, I see.
Then play around with it.
I see. I don't know. Interesting. Very good. Very interesting. Yeah.
To undo and then retie the first knot without bothering unraveling the whole knot. So you've done the derisive one.
Interesting. I don't think it would work. Because it is already tied. You know, the Asiya is done already. Unlikely that it would work. I want to do see Beis as well. Hit it as well. Tzitzis beveged beloy kavona. What happens if a yid did the tzitzis beloy kavona? What it did is that. Yeah, so he did the tzitzis beloy kavona, not without much. He didn't have that. No, less than that. Money won't be considered without kavona. You can do it for money, but your mind is elsewhere. Beloy kavona, he didn't have any. He didn't. Im ein tzitzis, im ein tzitzis acherim mitzum la. Im ein tzitzis acherim lachshiro. If he has got no alternative tzitzis, he's got nothing else. You could wear those tzitzis. Although you had no kavana when creating those tzitzis, you were totally absent-minded, nevertheless, there was no kavana when you're doing these tzitzis, nevertheless, the tzitzis are kosher if you've got no alternative. If you've got better tzitzis with better kavana, you should of course wear them. If you've got no alternative, it's okay. Now let's see what the background of that is, because it's closely connected to Zivala. What this is talking about is as follows. Siv got involved. Beloy kavon roitzelay masha also a kesher elyon. The first crucial and essential knot, which is the deraisa, shum deraisa beloy kavon. He did that without kavona. What was he thinking of when he was tying it? He was just thinking of. What was he thinking of? I don't know. Yeah, he was totally absent-minded. But if he did start doing the double knots and the windings with kavona, even if he did subsequently the rest without kavona, that of course won't matter. So we're talking about not the secondary knots was absent-minded, we're talking about the first knot was totally absent-minded. Certainly if you did the latter ones, it doesn't matter so much. Now, why is it kosher? So it says as follows. This is coming to explain a different interpretation to Dabel Bnei Yisrael. It's coming to tell us, what do we learn that Dabel Bnei Yisrael comes to exclude?
Goyim
out. Tzitzis made by Goyim is possible. All right. But what about tzitzis done by Yid? If there's no Kavona, it's still going to be, it's going to be kosher. So what the Rambam learns, Adam Ishtabur learns, Shulchan Aruch, that Dabel Bnei Yisrael is telling me that Goy is possible, but at the same time, that if a Yid does it without Kavona, b'dievel it's going to be kosher. That's the inclusion of Dabel Bnei Yisrael, that if a Yid does it b'loy Kavona, b'dievel it's going to be kosher. It's kind of thing, yeah. It's Shulchan Aruch is the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch is the Rambam. Yeah, it is. No, yeah, it is quite common, yeah. So that's b'dievel. Yeah, Yes, but I don't know how the Alfusas go with the Rambam, but obviously the Rambam learns that Davar Nisod means an ink. He's coming. It's like a ribui after a miut kind of thing. Very interesting. Pardon? Gedrim Tasselecha. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Salamai say it will be included, and it will therefore, at the end of the day, it will be kosher. Now, Rabbi said, summarize what we learned this evening. We discussed that tzitzis made by a goy is possible. When we talk about making the tzitzis, we're talking about first double knot and the first windings, potentially second knots as well. That will be considered asir. How do we know that if it's done by a goy, it's possible? Because possible says double bnei soil. Now, what about women? Women making tzitzis? Kosher. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says better not. Better not. What about children? Ktanim? No good. If it's for God or for himself, it's fine. And then we learned that if a tzitz was done without any kavona, then a Rambam lebediyavet is machshir. You can't be relying on that if you have no alternative. Okay, that's it for this evening.